You, Nisni, we should have learned like this better. Oy, Zev is a Yerid Volokeach.
Either both of them should have the loch, you're allowed to go down and buy it off the guy, as long as you do not see him directly picking it off. Or you also should have said, Zev is a Yerid Volokeach. In both cases, you're allowed to go down and even watch the guy pick off the arl off the tree, or watch him pick off the klayim, as long as you're not doing it. Now, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why is there a difference? So, my answer is a guy. Homalei Shmuel, Shmuel Sedak Ravonon, Tony, it's true, learn like this. Oy Zev is a Yerid Volokeach. The halacha is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, both have the same halachas. Either in both cases, that you're allowed to go down and only buy it off a guy, as long as you do not see him directly pick off the arl or pick off the klei kerim, or else the halacha should be, Zev is a Yerid Volokeach. In both cases, you're allowed to go down and watch the guy pick off the arl off the tree, or else pick off the klei kerim off the vines, as long as you, the Jew, do not pick it off yourself. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, that should be the halacha. Mar says, Ma bread the Rav Noi Masni. He learned, Masni lo lakula, he learned lakula. True, both have a kula. That Zev is there, Yerid v'loikit. In both cases, you're allowed to go down to the field and watch the guy mamish pick off the yarl off the tree. O bevach lo yukot biyad. As long as the Jew himself does not pick it off. In other words, the issa of arla comes out, it's only an issa that you yourself can't pick off the fruits or pick off the vegetables from klei kerem. But if a guy does it, then it's mutter. Well, then you're not going to plant it. The Jew is not going to plant it. But he can't pick it off. But if a guy plants it and the guy picks it off, it's mutter for a Jew to eat it. Oh, malay levi l'shmuel, levi said to Shmuel Aryach. Shalom, what Aryach exactly means, a long, tall person. That it's a nickname. That sofok loy v'yano eichel. Mean, give me some and I will eat it. So Rashi says, sofok means, lokot shloy b'fonai. You go pick off the orla, just not in front of me. When I see the fruits, to me it should be a doubtful whether it's all or not. And I'll eat this. That's what Levi told Shmuel. Rav Avi v'Rabba bar Rav Chonon misafku svuke ladodi. Means they exchanged their svekas. In other words, if I had a sofik or an orla, I gave it to him and he gave me his orla. So each one of us, like what we received, we did not know it's 100% orla, so if each one of us was muta. Amri Harifa de Pumbadisa. The older people in Pumbadisa said, Ain all of a chutzlorets. There's no issa all of a chutzlorets. Said Sholcho Rabbi Yehuda lekaimed Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yehuda sent this halacha in front of Rabbi Yechanan. Sholach Rabbi Yechanan said back like this. He sent it back to them, no, don't learn like that. Sosam Sveikoi. Means keep quiet your heta that you're saying about a suffix. The Yovad Vade and destroy Vade Orlo. So Rashi learns, Sosam Sveiko Vyovat Vadoi Kloima. Sveikoi Mutu. Stack it true. If it's Sofik Orla or not, then it's Mutu. But Vadai Osir. If you know for sure these fruits come off the tree the first 3 years, it's also to eat these fruits even Chutzlorets. Now, the Heta Sveiko, that is the such halacha. If you have a Sofik, that is Mutu, Sosmeyu. Means hold it back, keep it quiet. Lohiris Pitsin, only tell it privately. Fuller Lidra Shabravim, don't teach this for Rabbim. Since the Makel very much in your place, he told them, don't be Mara, don't teach people the halacha. And this we find a lot of places also like this, that in a Mokum where the people were Makel, the Chum said, don't teach them to be Makel more, like don't teach them these kulis. So therefore he told them, keep it quiet, this heter. That, well, again, the halacha is, if it's a Sofik Orla, if you have a doubt, if it's Orla or not, you're allowed to eat it. But if you know it's Vadai, then you can't eat it. Then it's also. Right. We'll soon see. Right. The Vihichra is, our Parisayim and tell them upon their Paris, Shetun and Geniza. That their Paris are toying Geniza, you have to like bury. In other words, it's also Bano. So Rashi says, Vihichra is our Parisayim, Shalelu Hamakilumbo, Shetun and Geniza. Now these people that want to be Makol, we should destroy, bury their Paris. For cholam, whoever says ein olah b'chutzlaretz, whoever says there's no din olah chutzlaretz, lo yehela nin v'nechad, he shouldn't have any children, any property. Or the apostle goes mashle chebel b'gur b'kalashem. That's a terrible thing. That kids of people should not go around stamp to say there's no din olah chutzlaretz. So Gemara says now the inu command svilhu, the ones that said that there's no olah, who did they hold like? Now it's come down to machlekes. The harif of the pumbadisa held that there's no is olah chutzlaretz. Ola only applies in Eretz Yisrael. And Chuslars, there's no Yisra at all. Even if it's a Vaday Ola, they hold it's Mutter. And on this, Rabbi Yechon holds not like that. Rabbi Yechon holds there is an Issa Ola. If you know for sure it's Ola, it's also Tidit. It could even be also Midiraisa. It's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. But in a special Halacha, though, that a Sofik Ola is Mutter Chuslars. Only a Sofik and not a Vaday. So now we're first going to ask, what does the Harif of the Pumbadis hold? The Yinu commands Savrua. He holds the time of this that we learned. And we just had before, Reb Lezer, that Reb Lezer, Reb Yossi Yomer, Mishum Reb Yossi ben Tomisko, Shoma Mishum Reb Yossi Aglili, Shoma Yisazova Mishum Reb Yochanan ben Uri, Shoma Yisazova Mishum Reb Lezer Agodol, and all of the Chutzlaretz. The day I hold is no Wistol in Chutzlaretz. All is a mitzvah, Toli, Bechayv of Karka, so like the other, like the cloud, the Mishnah says, call mitzvahs that are totally the karkam, it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutzlaretz. So there you'll hold, there's no Issa Ola at all in Chutzlaretz. If you plant your own tree in Eretz in Chutzlaretz, you're allowed to eat from the fruits the second year. That's what they hold. For the Gemara of Eloi, is there no such Issa? There's no such Issa. For your man tonight, we learned, now Mishnah, we had Reb Elezer, Reina Afa Chodesh. He holds even Chodesh applies in Chutzlaretz. So Chura, he agrees to Tanakama that all also applies to Chutzlaretz. But he even added on, Chodesh also applies to Chutzlaretz. So Gemara says, no, Tani, what you have to learn now, Mishnah is Chodesh. The Lord Reb Lezer says, Chodesh applies in Chutzlaretz. But Orla, Reb Lezer also knows, Orla is called the Mitzvah Tluya Boris, that it only applies in Eretz Yisrael, and not in Chutzlaretz. Now, Omer Reb Asiyam Reb Yechanan, Orla v'Chutzlaretz, not that we hold, there is an Issa Orla in Chutzlaretz, it's halach l'moshe misina. Sak osim midiraisa. It's halach l'moshe misina. And Rashi says, therefore, alright, well, let's all see here. Yeah. And then you get malchus, you'll get malchus, it's halach l'moshe misina. We'll soon see. Omele Reb Zeid Rabasi, I what time you will learn, sofik ola boritz osa. If you have a sofik, if these parents are from the first 3 years and not so in there, it's Yisrael, it's osa. You're not allowed to eat it. Besuria muta. If you have this that grew in Syria, also about Midiraisa, Kibbush Yochid, Loishime Kibbush is not called like Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's Mutatit the Sofak Orla. And the Chutzlar, it's Yerid Velikit. And the Chutzlar, you let it go down and watch a guy, I guess it shouldn't be Yerid Velikit, it should be Yerid Velikit. You let it go down and buy it off a guy. But I call upon him Chutzlar, it's a Sofak Orla is Mutta. So the question is, if you say Chutzlar, it's also from Allah Shemi Sinai. So how could Sofak Ola be Mutta? The question is. The Chura should be a Sofak Yisidi Raisa. Sofak Ola should be Yasa. So Mar says, Ishtenem Kishor Chachoda. He kept quiet. He was like astonished for a minute. He kept quiet. Omala, he said back like this. Omala, Eima Kach. I'll tell you like this. Nema Sveika Mutta Vada Yasa. Notice, this is all part of Allah Shemi Sinai. There's a new Halach L'moshe Messina here. That the Halacha says in Chutz Loretz, Avadai Orla is Takos, and Sosa Midiraisa. You're not allowed to eat a Midiraisa. But the Halacha was said, Kach Nerma Halach L'moshe Messina, that a Sveika is Mutter. If you have a Sofik, if these parents are from the first 3 years or not, that's all part of the Halach L'moshe Messina, that it's Mutter. That's why you're allowed to go down to the fruit store and buy the fruits. You don't have to be afraid. Maybe they are from Orla, because even if they are from Orla, since to you it's only a suffix, only a doubt whether it's from Orla or not, that's all part of this halacha l'moshe Sinai, that's Sveik is mutter. Only Vadoy is also. Omer Rab Asiyam Rab Yechanun, Loikin ala klayim d'vater. He holds that klayim is awesome and he writes so, even a chutzlosh and he gets malchus for it. Oh, Malaria, Blazer, Ramazer, Rab Yossi, I've won 9 to 9. We learned before, Haklaim, Medivrei Seifrim. We learned now that the Issa Klaim Akerim is only Medirabonin, Medivrei Seifrim. So how come you're telling me now it's also Medirayse and Chutzlorets? So where's the Lakash? There's no Stira. Hatei Khan, Beklaim Akerim, Khan, Diakorva Silan. Depends what you want to do. Notice, Hakorva Silan, that's also Medirayse. Mashenkein, Klaim Akerim, that's only also Medirabonin. Kiddush Shmuel, like Shmuel says, Yama Shmuel, et chukoy sai tishmru, that means chukim shechakakti l'cho kfar, like behemtecho l'serbiya klayim, sod v'sizra, l'sizra. Means ma behemtecho b'havo, just like the sister behemah, you can't put two animals together, av sodecho b'hakova,
The same thing, the issa of sodcha b'yakov means grafting two different trees together. That issa applies even to chutzlaretz. Or ma behemtecha, just like the issa klein, you can't put two different animals together. So issa to you, put them together. That issa applies pshita noyig bein boris bein chutzlaretz. Even here in America, now that I take a lion and a deer and put it together, you can't put two animals together. Is af sodcha the same thing, the issa of a klein, the sodcha noyig bein boris bein chutzlaretz. That here in America, there's an issa in the rice of grafting. You're not allowed to graft, put one branch, you can't put a branch of an apple tree into an orange tree. If you do grafting, that's what's awesome in the rice, even here in America. Hey, the client that's also, that's called akorvas ilonis. That's also to do even in chutzlaretz. Ma'ashenken yisa klai hakerim, even if you have your grapes growing, and now you put plant vegetables next to it, that's only awesome in the rabbonin. But what's awesome in the rabbonin in America is only klai hakerim. Stam klai yisroim, that's even mutter with the rabbonin. You're allowed to plant two vegetables, one next to another. That's mutter. Stam plant, the only planting that's also to do here is only klai hakerim. Stam planting two seeds are also mutter. Any two seeds you can plant. Two trees, also you can plant the seeds together. The only thing you can't do is you can't graft two trees together, and you can't plant zeroyim in the kerim, klai hakerim. That's also. And this klai hakerim is also midrabbanan, and grafting is also midraisa. Yeah. So this says, ma behemtecha noy ben mitzvah chosloretz, ha sodcha noy ben mitzvah chosloretz. I vi yellow aksiv sodcha, says sodcha, hula mutte zeroyim shabu chosloretz. That zeroyim, there's no issa. In chosloretz, it's mutte to plant stam zeroyim. Trashi, hula mutte zeroyim the klai hakerim chosloretz. To mishum the afya bloshin zriya kosa sodcha. That klai hakerim midiraisa is mutten chosloretz. It's only awesome in the rabbonin. Rav Chana, Rav Onan, have a shakli v'yoz de b'yucha. They were walking on the street. Chaz Yulu garv, they saw a man, the kozora zroyim badi adodi. He saw a man planting zroyim together, planting two vegetables, tomatoes and cucumbers together. Omolay, the one said to the other, neisiman shamtei, let's put this person b'shamtei, because he's over nisim midrabonin. They learned that midrabonin is nisa klayim, as klay zroyim chutzlorets. Omolay said back to him, lechavirtu, you did not learn that loch is good. In other words, there's no issa klai in the chutzlaretz. There's only an issa klai akerim. But if you stop planting two vegetables, that's mutter. For so another case happened, chazyu lugav lisuramin, the kozora chot chiti usari degufni. He saw a man planting wheat and barley near the grapes. So now he got him. Omalei said, neitziman neshamt, let's put this person b'shamt with benidui. Here, even though here it's in bovel, but it's being over, nisa the rabbonin. He's planting zeroyim in the kerem, which that luchur is awesome in the rabbonin. Omalei said back to him again, no, loy terisu, you're not clear about these halachas. You don't know them clearly. Loy kaimalon, krev yashia, don't we hold like krev yashia? The yom of the Rabbi Yashia learns what is the yisra klai hakerim. The yisra is only ashe yisra chita osoira v'charsen v'mapolis yad. He learns that even in Eretz Yisrael, the yisra midirais of klai hakerim is only if you plant the three seeds together. You have to plant together a grape seed, a wheat seed, and a barley seed. If you put the three of them together, that's the yisra klai hakerim. But if you already have grapes growing, and now you stomp put barley seeds there and wheat seeds, there's no issa d'oraisa. That's Rabbi Yashia Shita. So Rashi says, the kind of Rabbi Yashia Vitmiya, the time of Rabbi Yashia, that he doesn't know the reason there. Me'echin afkla, how does he know this? Tebinim deiz minez royim, ve'chatsin shlishi o ma'perlis yad. That yis was only if you have two vegetables, two seeds of vegetables, and one seed of grapes. And now you throw them, plant them together. Miloy tizra karmakol klayim. Mashma says zriya sakerim atzmo tia b'klayim. The Yisra Torah is the zriya of the klayim, the zriya of the kerim. When you go to plant the kerim itself, when you're planting the grapes, that itself has to be b'klayim. So therefore, here the person didn't do an Yisra. The fact that only chutzlars could be maybe in Eretz Yisrael, maybe takis osim the rabbanim, maybe. But I call upon him in chutzlars, though it's mutter. Reb Yosef Ma'ariv Bizni Vizora. Reb Yosef used to mix around seeds, stam vegetables. Rashi says, V'loy b'kerem nan, the kerem used to plant them. Yeah, in the chutzlars, for sure it's mutter. I we learned that klaim is awesome with the rabbanon in chutz lorets. There's no kasha. The klal is kan b'klaya kerim. What's awesome with the rabbanon in the chutz lorets only to plant klaya kerim? You can't plant these three seeds, these two vegetable seeds, and one grape seed. That's what's awesome to plant in America. But kan b'klaya is royim. Stop planting different vegetable seeds together. There's no issa here in America. Chutz lorets has no issa. Klai is royim. The issa is only klaya kerim. All right, turn over. Yekam b'klaya kerim, kam b'klaya zroyim. Klaya kerim is like this. Klaya kerim, the berets, asurim bano. Klaya kerim, if you planted an Eretz Yisroel. What grows is also bano. B'chutz l'aretz nami gozo b'rabonin. So since you see it's so strong in Eretz Yisroel, the rabbonin made this gzer even in Eretz Yisroel, in chutz l'aretz. But klaya is zroyim. That if you plant two vegetables together in Eretz Yisroel. The berets le'asurim bano, it's not also bano. Just you're not allowed to eat it. But if you give it to the animals, it's mutabano. Therefore, b'chutz l'aretz nami le'gozo b'rabonin. The rabbonin did not make the gzer of klai yisroyim in chutz l'aretz. Therefore, chutz l'aretz, you're allowed to plant the two seeds together. Hod omer Rav Yezden, Rav Yezden said, lav milsi diyamri. It's wrong what we said. Lav milsi diyamri. The rav zora ginso devei rav. Misari mishari. That when Rav went to plant the garden of in his yeshiva, Bei Rav, he planted rows by rows. That even vegetables, he planted one rows of tomatoes, one rows of cucumbers, and did not mix it up together. So here you see, even Klai Yisroyin applies to Chutz Lorets. So my time, what's the reason why he planted separate rows? Lav mishum iruv. Wasn't it because they didn't want to plant the rows together or mix it up, because then there'll be an issa, Klai Yisroyin. Mishum iruve klayim, that is mixing up klayim. So you see, klay is roim applies to chutz lorets. Omalei Abaye says back no. Omalei Abaye, bishleim.